Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America, online, thisweekinamerica.us. For a woman with three of America's most ordinary names, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones has certainly made extraordinary contributions in the fields of holistic health, anti-aging, optimum nutrition, and balanced living. Now, for starters, she taught students, staff, and faculty at UCLA how to be healthy and fit for 30 years. Susan is the founder and president of Health Unlimited, a Los Angeles-based consulting firm dedicated to optimal wellness, health education, and human potential. She travels internationally as a frequent TV and radio talk show guest, motivational speaker, also the author of over 30 books, including The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle, Invest in Yourself with Exercise, and her newest, Choose to Thrive, Open Up to Vitality, Prosperity, and Equanimity. The topic today, why you probably have metabolic acidosis and don't even know it, acidosis, the healing power of water, healthy digestion, and whole body detox rejuvenation. For information on today's topic, you'll find it in Choose to Thrive. And by the way, if you visit Susan's website to sign up for a free monthly healthy living newsletter, you'll find out how to get an autographed copy of this book sent to you by Susan with a personal note card and a bookmark. The website is very simple, susansmithjones.com. And she joins us on today's This Week in America. Dr. Susan, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Rick. It's wonderful to be with you. And I love this topic, because it's interesting how 80% of Americans have metabolic acidosis and don't even know it. So it's a topic, it's important to educate people on all things acid, alkaline, pH, and I'm excited about this.
Well, that's what we're going to do on the program today, and I'm going to be learning as everybody else is who's listening to the program. So let's sort of set the tone for the program today. If you'll give us like a 101 on food, energy, acid, alkaline balance, and the importance of maintaining a proper pH balance. If you'll give us a little groundwork, we'll go from there.
Yes. So let me preface it by saying, and I've told you this before, I believe God has blessed us with the most magnificent, miraculous body. So one of our gifts back to God is to take loving care of ourselves, keep our bodies healthy, keep our bodies detoxified, and then understand and honor the need to keep a good acid-alkaline balance. So here's our 101 course. So just so you know, the pH levels of the body's internal fluids affect every cell in the body, and not only every cell, but every organ and every system. And if we have any increases or decreases in that pH level, then that can denature enzymes, harm important metabolic processes, and also cause serious health consequences. And there are, very briefly, and again, go to my website if you want more detail. There are two ways to measure food. I bet maybe you haven't even heard of these two. One is by Curlian photography. Have you heard of that?
Nope.
All right. So that's a way to measure the electromagnetic energy, or the megahertz, the MH, the vibrational frequency of foods. That's not just something in L.A., you know, the la-la land. This actually is a way to measure the energy of food. See, a typical diet is between 3 megahertz and 50. Cancer cells vibrate at approximately 40. Chicken and hamburger measures about 3 megahertz. Healthy organs in the body are around 70 megahertz. It all can be measured. And you want to choose foods that provide the vibrational frequency of at least 70 megahertz, like fresh fruits and vegetables and other plant foods. Foods grown in the sun, often referred to as sun foods, always vibrate at a much higher frequency. So to put that simply, you want foods that are energized, and that's usually by the sun, and these will contribute to energy in the body. Foods that are not energized, it includes all animal products, will pull energy out of the body. So that's one way to measure food energy. The second way, and we'll talk about this in detail today in the 5 hours we have together, is by looking at the pH. Now, do you know what pH means?
No.
Okay, it's not...
I hear it a lot, but I get, when you ask me that, it's like I'm not real sure exactly what that stands for.
Yeah, I know. Most people don't know. pH is an acronym that means power of hydrogen. All right, that doesn't mean so much. Excuse me. But the pH scale goes from 1 to 14. 1 to 7 is acid. 7 to 14 is alkaline. The number 7 is often neutral. And the body needs to be maintained at a 7. Now, memorize this because I'll quiz you at the end.
I'm sure you
the
will.
Body, the blood needs to be maintained at a 7.365 in order to maintain health. Now, similarly, you know, along the same lines, our temperature needs to be at about 98.6, right?
Yes.
If it moves a little bit, we're affected. The same with the blood. It maintains itself at a very delicate balance of 7.365, like our temperature of 98.6. So we can actually measure the pH of foods, and you want to eat a diet that's high in alkaline foods and drink lots of alkaline water, and one of the reasons has to do with urine. Now, who else would you have on that would talk to you about urine and the pH? But have you ever tested the pH of your urine in the morning?
No.
Probably too much information for the world.
Yep. Never even thought about it, to be perfectly honest.
Well, let me tell you why this is really important. Let me also say first that secretion of acidic urine by the kidneys is one of the most important mechanisms the body uses to maintain a proper and a constant pH. The normal range of pH of the urine fluctuates between 4.5 and 8, and urine pH is a good screening to test to help predict a variety of disease states that may be within your body. And the diet and the water you drink has a huge influence on the pH of the urine and the body's pH throughout the day. And if you eat lots of citrus fruits and other fruits and berries and melons and vegetables, that will all raise the pH to make it more alkaline, which is what you want.
Okay.
Meats and all animal products make it more acid. And I bet you and the listeners are thinking, well, how do I know what my pH is of the urine?
Just going to ask.
Yeah, I knew it.
Yeah, I wasn't.
You can take a very simple test. If you go to a pharmacy, do you know those litmus strips?
Oh, yes, yeah.
Yeah, so they're very inexpensive. And the first morning urine pH test is the only pH test worth doing. And the body's first morning urine tells you what the kidneys are doing. As you probably know, Rick, the kidneys do their work overnight, and the urine produced in the morning is usually acidic because one of the jobs of the kidneys is to pull out all of the toxins that are always acidic and the waste in the body, and so that makes the urine acidic. And to neutralize acidic waste, if you eat an alkaline diet and drink alkaline water, that will definitely help, because if your urine is too acidic and the fluids in your body become too acidic with a condition called metabolic acidosis, then your body takes sodium, magnesium, and calcium and begins to steal all of this, especially the calcium from the bones, to neutralize the acidic waste, because if you don't keep that pH where it needs to be, you can die. So in order to keep you alive, the body will even steal calcium, which is an alkaline mineral from the bones to neutralize the acidic waste in the kidneys. And if too much calcium is leached out of the bones, what does this cause?
Death.
And osteoporosis.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, first, yeah. Osteoporosis and then death.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. Exactly.
See, I was thinking worst case, so.
Yeah, you sure were. The glass is half empty. So, again, the secretion of acidic urine by the kidneys is one of the most important mechanisms the body uses to maintain a constant pH. And so, you know, most people have this, let me just say, it's called metabolic acidosis, a medical condition. And you know what, Rick? So many doctors don't even know about this. So many doctors don't know about acid-alkaline balance. But when your body becomes too acidic, then it taxes all the organs and cells and systems in the body as it tries to rid itself of that acidic waste, or else you lose that good pH balance, right?
Yes.
Your body becomes too acidic. And some acids are filtered through the kidneys, some through the colon, some excreted via our sweat. And that's why an infrared sauna is great. I get choked up when I talk about infrared sauna because I love it.
You've talked about that often, and that really has been a life changer for you, hasn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
That and my Ionizer Plus alkaline machine and probably my blender and juicer are my most important health products in my home. And when your body is too acidic, this condition weakens all the systems and then sets you up in your body in an environment conducive to disease. And so it's so important to maintain a good pH balance.
Susan Smith-Jones, our guest on the program, so much information. You will find it in the book Choose to Thrive. That's available now. Information at her website, SusanSmithJones.com. On the topic today, as well as information on the book Choose to Thrive, talk a little bit about the importance of water to a healthy body. And you spend a lot of time in Choose to Thrive talking about water. In fact, you say without water, life doesn't exist. So what's the importance of water to a healthy body? Why is that so important?
Yeah, so most people are dehydrated. We need a good 6 to 8 glasses of purified, hopefully alkaline water a day, or our body becomes dehydrated, and that affects every system and every cell in your body. If you eat lots of fruits and vegetables, that can help towards the water tally, because these are high water content foods. In fact, Rick, all the foods you eat, depending on the mineral composition of the food, once they're digested and they break down into an ash, depending on that mineral composition, are acid and alkaline. And for you to be healthy and maintain that alkaline pH, 80% of the foods you eat should be alkaline-forming foods. Those are basically fruits and vegetables, with a few exceptions. Then 20% of the food is everything else you eat. But most people do just the opposite. Most people eat 20% fruits and vegetables, and 80% acid-forming foods, all the other foods, and that's why most people have metabolic acidosis. And before I just mention more about water, what causes an acidic shift? Of course, diet. Diet and water are so big for maintaining a proper pH balance, because you decide what you eat and drink, and you have control over that. So what causes the acidic shift? Things like diet, like all animal products, simple carbs, processed grains, dairy products, coffee, caffeinated teas, soda drinks, alcohol, even medications, lack of exercise, stress, a toxic body, depression, and negative thoughts. So one of the quickest ways, if you're not going to eat a great high-alkaline diet, if you're not going to eat 80% fruits and vegetables, one of the quickest ways to help neutralize the acidity and then have alkaline reserves and to be healthier is by the water you drink. And you can buy alkaline water in the store, but I never recommend that because it comes in plastic bottles. It's bad for the environment. It's pricey. It's about $4 a bottle, and I would be drinking 8 bottles a day.
Wow, yes.
Yeah, but rarely do these bottles of water have the right pH. You want the pH of the water you drink to be between 9.5 and 10 on the pH scale. You might remember a couple years ago I talked to you about this, but I did a little test. I was a mad chemist, and I went to my local Whole Foods store, and I purchased 12 different brands of alkaline water. Only 3 of them had the pH that was mentioned on the label. And by the way, a pH doesn't last long. When you make alkaline water, it can get more and more acidic if it sits on the shelves for months. You know, and also you get the bad taste of the plastic in the bottle. But if you get a machine like I've had, a machine that sounds big, it's a little compact device, I got almost 20 years ago, and you know, Rick, I own no stock in any company, but I always recommend the best of the best, like an infrared sauna and the Ionizer Plus are two products that are created by High Tech Health there in Boulder, Colorado. And I've had my Ionizer Plus that makes alkaline water fresh. It takes my tap water, it purifies it. It reduces the cluster size of the molecules from 11 to 16 to 5 to 6, which allows the water to pass through the cell walls more easily and hydrate your cells more quickly. That's why after 3 days on good alkaline water, your skin is glowing. And so when you get alkaline and then purified water, it hydrates the body, energizes the body, and then delivers nutrients to all of the cells of the body. And the faster and deeper penetration of those cellular walls allows the body to regulate, like we talked about before, its temperature and pH more efficiently. So that's why it's really important, I think, for everyone to get an Ionizer Plus. It comes out to be about 14 cents per gallon of water. And I use the water from the Ionizer Plus when I make tea, when I soak and grow my sprouts. In any recipe, I drink it all day long. I put it in soups. I even use it to steam vegetables. I use it in casseroles. I even make ice cubes out of it that I then use in my smoothies. So it's definitely my water of choice. And you know I have a private practice, and I've worked with thousands of people for decades around the world. And when anyone gets one of these machines, some of the things I hear is that, first of all, you lose weight easier. It alleviates symptoms of acidity like indigestion and heartburn. Your joints feel better because your joints that have pain and are achy are all toxic acidic residues. It helps blood circulation. It helps blood pressure. It makes you feel better. It gives you more energy. It helps you sleep better. And all of this has to do because it helps put your body into a more alkaline pH.
All of this information at Dr. Susan's website, which is susansmithjones.com. You're listening to This Week in America. We are talking about why you probably have metabolic acidosis and don't even know it. And we continue on today's program right after these messages. We are back. Our guest is holistic health expert, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. We're talking about why you probably have metabolic acidosis and don't even know it on today's program. Information available at our website, susansmithjones.com. And, of course, in a new book, Choose to Thrive. We talked about the Ionizer Plus there. Give us a little bit more information on that, because that's sort of the key to getting everything in proper balance here, isn't it?
Yeah, it definitely is. Everyone should have a little device in their kitchen. I also have one in my office that makes alkaline water. And again, I've had mine for almost 2 decades. Nothing has ever gone wrong with it. Once a year, I put in a new filter. But I have nothing to do with the company except I recommend it because people are always asking me, what do I recommend and use? And I don't want people to call me. So you can call High Tech Health, and I'll give you their telephone number now. It's toll-free. It's in Boulder, Colorado. And I have their Ionizer Plus, one in my office, one in my kitchen, for almost 20 years. I also use their infrared saunas. I have their Transcend, and then I also have one of theirs called Thermal Life. The Transcend is my most favorite. And you can call them for more info. You can get it on my website, but their toll-free number is 800-794-5355. 800-794-5355. And they have a very friendly, knowledgeable team. You can ask them about any health questions you have. The person I usually call is Emery. She's at Extension 813. She's their detox and product specialist. So I call her all the time with all of these questions that I've been talking about today with you. You know, so I know what I'm talking about.
Well, and you can get that information again at her website, Dr. Susan Smith Jones, or SusanSmithJones.com. And it'll link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Time going by quickly, a couple minutes left in the program. I want to talk about the significance between pH balance and keeping the body detoxified. How do we go about that?
So important. Now, remember, cleanliness is next to what?
That would be godliness.
Yes, very good. A plus. And detoxification, it's important to keep our bodies detoxified year-round. Most poisons and toxins are acidic, and chronic acidification can hinder the body's ability to detoxify itself and compromises the liver and digestive system. And all these liver enzymes, Rick, as you probably know, are needed for phase 1 and 2 of detoxification, and they're all highly pH-sensitive and responsible for the chemical transformation of toxins into water-soluble metabolites for excretion in the urine. So when the body is chronically acidic, like in most people, if you're not on an alkaline diet and don't drink alkaline water, these enzymes become compromised and unable to perform. So that's why alkaline water enhances and accelerates the detoxification process, and is exactly what the body needs to keep toxins flushed out. And drinking that alkaline water throughout the day and using it in all your recipes reduces the acidic waste load on the kidneys. And the higher the pH, meaning the more alkaline of the kidneys, the less they have to work to excrete those toxic wastes. And all that good bacteria in your colon, which you want, the probiotics, the friendly bacteria, they die in a gut that's too acidic, because the pH balance and digestive system determines the bacteria, which bacteria will be active and available. And the friendly bacteria need to be in an environment of oxygen, which is an alkaline environment. So all of this is just so important for anybody to be healthy and free of disease, free of flu and colds, and looking much younger than your age, and having energy, and sleeping, and having a joy for living. So much of it hinges on your acid-alkaline balance.
About 30 seconds left, and you talk in the book about this, Choose to Thrive is the name of the book, how this really is within our reach to create a vibrant, youthful body, no matter the age. It's possible to do if we understand what needs to be done and then implement it.
It's really not that difficult. It takes a little bit of self-discipline. It takes a commitment to being healthy. And if you go to my website and you go in the search bar and put in things like acid-alkaline balance, ionizer plus, acidosis, detox, whole body wellness, all of these things will come up that you can read and you can learn more about this. We're in charge of what we eat and what we drink. You know, we have to step up to the plate and become president and CEO of our bodies and our health. Nobody's going to do it for us. We need to make that choice and give back to God the gift of creating our body like the miracle it is. And it begins with everyone taking care of your health.
A lot of great information on the program today. You can get that information. Once again, it's in Susan's newest book, Choose to Thrive. You'll find information as well at her website, SusanSmithJones.com. You can link on directly to Dr. Susan's website by going to our website, ThisWeekInAmerica.us. A lot of great information on today's program, Dr. Susan. Thank you so much for being with us. Very informative. I got 3 pages of notes here already. So a very informative program today. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you. I'll see you next time.
You're listening to This Week in America online, ThisWeekInAmerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.